So now, Girls Gone Wild is Girls Gone Home.
I'm just going to, like, do my skincare routine, look at my phone for an hour, and then pass out.
Order the DVD set of hot, young college girls calling it a night.
I'm so tired. I don't even feel like having a lingerie pillow fight.
There's no wet t-shirt contest, but she is wearing her brother's old baggy t-shirt with her hair all up in a top knot.
I just want to be comfortable, okay?
Girls Gone Home. It's the part of spring break they don't want you to see.
Ugh, I'm not wearing any makeup. You better use a filter.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Thank you, butter!
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
Hello.
Russia's Vladimir Putin and China's Xi Jinping have wrapped up several days of meetings in Moscow, with Putin speaking highly of a supposed Chinese peace plan for Ukraine. Tuesday came and went, no indictment of former President Trump yet. However, the Manhattan grand jury continues its work. The financial markets awaiting word from the Fed on interest rates. The latest meeting wraps up today. We'll see whether the year-long streak of rate hikes will continue. California being swept by another atmospheric river, the 12th such storm system to batter the state recently. No classes again today for 400,000 Los Angeles public school students. It is day two of a three-day strike by thousands of service workers backed by teachers. Dow futures down 4 points. NASDAQ futures off 24. More details at srnnews.com.
Following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I'm Corey, and this is my story. I was going through some financial troubles paying off my credit cards. I was paying high interest rates, and it just wasn't getting any better. And I knew I had to do something. So my mom told me about Trinity, and so I decided to call. Trinity was able to do something that I couldn't. I'm paying off my debt, I'm saving thousands, and things are really looking up. I promise you guys, you will not regret it when you called Trinity, because it was such a relief and less stress in my life, and it was the best thing I could have done for myself. Because once I called Trinity, they took care of me, and I felt such a relief, a weight off my shoulders. Trinity was great to work with. They wanted to help me. I love it.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
I'm Corey, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-936-5496.
Bueller.
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 He's sick.
Wow.
We're goofing a baby now.
Goofing a baby.
Let's goof off.
Let's goof off.
Let's make an excuse and not go to work.
Not go to work.
Let's cheat and take the day off.
Cheat and take the day off.
You know you wanna goof off now, babe.
Wanna goof off.
You
mind your P's and Q's, Buster, and remember who you're dealing with.
Bueller. Ferris Bueller.
Hey, happy National Goof Off Day. Perfect in the middle of spring break week, right?
You're right.
And we're good at this, because as we in radio call it, Wednesday. Mm-hmm. National Goof Off Day. 6:11 is the time. There's, by the way, before we do get to the weather, more important than the weather, maybe more important than the possibility of severe weather. People are wondering, has Rich had breakfast yet?
This is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world.
I did skip the last 2 days, but we do have breakfast this morning, and it was an incredible BLT.
Hold off on the GoFundMe for Rich's breakfast.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
In a word, warmer. This morning we're warmer than yesterday morning by about 12 degrees. Yesterday's high temperature was 68. I think we're going to tack on 10 degrees at least today, end up 78, maybe 80 for a high. Lots of sunshine. Partly cloudy, not as cool tonight. Tonight's overnight low 51. Now that's more like it. Tomorrow, even warmer. High in the middle 80s. More sun. Friday, high in the mid to upper 80s. That's summer-like. And then the storm system holding off till the late hours of Friday night into the wee hours of Saturday morning. Strong, possibly severe storms by then. We are continuing to monitor that situation for more information about the threat levels and the timing. Go to my weather blog this morning. You can find that on Facebook, on Twitter, and on our weather app as well. Right now this morning, clear skies, calm winds. It's 43 at 613.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.25% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
It's National Goof Off Day.
It's National Goof Off Day.
Do something fun and leave the work until tomorrow.
When everybody else around is goofing off.
Goofing around.
You're goofing off. Like a bunch of goof offs.
What am I doing?
I'm putting on a show.
Okay, it's enough goofing off.
Oh, happy National Goof Off Day.
It's showtime.
I'm not talking yet because I'm busy goofing on, trying to get into the spirit of the day. But that needs to end and end quickly because
all hail Jay, all hail Jay, all hail Jay.
This guy has joined us here in the studio.
Look at them goofing off in the back there.
Yeah. What do they do after the show is over? I never see them leave the building. Where do they go?
They go home and Sonny Bono themselves.
So Did we hear that...
Your phone goes off at the weirdest times.
That's a Fox News alert. Did we hear Dick Van Dyke has been in an accident?
Yeah, I posted it on Facebook. A serious accident. He's 97 years old, so you can have a debate about whether or not he should be driving at all, but he did run into a gate, and the accident has been described as serious. Was that alert a follow-up on that or something else?
No, it was unrelated.
Maybe it would have been funnier if we just said he finally fell over the ottoman and he's being, rushed. And there's one open where he falls over it and another where he sidesteps it.
Sidesteps it.
All right, 6:15 on News Talk 93.1 FM, our show brought to you in part by Adams Drugs. I'll be visiting my location on Copperfield a little bit later today. Need some lidocaine. Getting back into the biking thing. And I found out, because I asked a couple of people that had that procedure I did. Hard to believe it's been more than a week ago. You had it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any, lower back issues after being on that table they put you on? Table's very hard.
I don't remember having lower back issues. It just took a while to recover from everything. Bruising was the biggest problem.
Oh, yeah.
I was just bruised everywhere. But no, I didn't have any kind of back issues from being on. And you're right, it ain't the most comfortable thing to lay on. It's kind of a slab, really.
Yeah.
You were awake though during it, and I know you were awake.
The first one I went to sleep through, but the second one I tried very hard to stay awake through.
I want them to just say, "Put me out."
You don't feel it. You really don't. I mean, I was awake the entire time, and I didn't feel a single bit of pain at all.
No, the guy. One of the techs who was in with the doctor, and there's a screen to my left.
I was watching him, yeah.
Yeah. By the way, we are in your heart right now. And that's...
I don't want to know that. I don't want to see that show. What else is on?
Yeah, that would have been better.
Is that a nickel?
And I hate to sound like the 2,000-year-old man on the radio, but the last couple of days, it's like bending down to...
It hurts. Especially in any kind of how you're sitting on a bike, from where they went in, I have no idea.
You know what? I sit. I look like. Can't do that. But if you've ever, I'm sure you have. Not Margaret Mitchell. Margaret Hamilton. Yeah. The way she's sitting on the bicycle, all rigid and everything.
Gotcha.
I look kind of like that.
Yeah. I just know I'm crossing my legs again here. I can't think of that.
So, I'm going to get some lidocaine patches. Those help because I'm not stopping. I'm not. I'm back on the bike. And I'm not giving it up. I'm doing very. I'm not racing, and I'm staying off bumpy roads. But here's what I know. I know when I go visit my friends at the Adams Drugs on Copperfield, they will say, hello by first name, warm and welcoming group, and you'll find that at all of them. That's the amazing thing about Adams Drugs over 60 years, how consistent their customer service is from place to place. If you were blindfolded and went to all 12 of them, you would have a very difficult time of knowing which one you were in, because the ambiance, the customer service, the care is there in all of them. Plus, they will offer you time to consult on a medication you might be getting, an over-the-counter solution you might need, or pick something beautiful out from the gift shop. Easter's coming up, and they sell the kind of heirloom decorations that you not only use for the holiday ahead of you, but for many years to come. Go to AdamsDrugs.net to find the one this year for. By the way, have health clinics for shingle shots and those kinds of things, flu shots and so forth. AdamsDrugs.net. Here is at 6:18, 18:19 news.
18:19 news.
Governor Ivey is asking state legislators to give Alabamians a one-time tax rebate of about $400 in the upcoming regular legislative session. Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth says he prefers a tax cut. Ainsworth was speaking about it to the Government Affairs Committee of the Business Council of Alabama this past Tuesday. Ainsworth says he's not against a rebate, but he believes a tax cut is a better policy. Ainsworth says he's also looking into presenting legislation that would reduce the sales tax on groceries that's here in Alabama. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Cold weather is here, and you know what that means. Colds, the flu, and coronaviruses are running rampant. Your immune system needs protection, and that's why I love what my friends over at Centurion Labs are doing. Whether you've got a cough, sore throat, runny nose, or looking to strengthen your immune health, they have a safe and well-researched product you can trust. For a limited time, you can get 20% off your first bottle order when you visit CenturionLabs.com and use the promo code 1819. That's CenturionLabs.com, promo code 1819.
A jury has found a Mobile doctor guilty of murder in a car crash that occurred in 2020 and involved alcohol and high speeds. Jonathan Nockla was taken into custody after the jury verdict was issued on Tuesday afternoon. Nockla was a neurosurgeon who drove his sports car while under the influence of alcohol and with a passenger on board. That passenger was med student Samantha Thomas. The parents to Thomas spoke to WKRG News following the announced verdict.
Reliving it step by step, pretty rough.
Having to watch video of a car going 138 miles an hour, knowing that your daughter is in that car, and then when it hits that first embankment after seeing the pictures of her being decapitated, was probably the worst for our family.
I'm Andrea Tux.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And winkle troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Bite me!
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Gillette Cavalcade of Sports is on the air.
Last night, the World Baseball Classic in the Miami there. They had the final game between the Japs. Oh, excuse me.
We don't call
World
them
World War
that.
II.
We don't call them that anymore.
God. That's a World War. That was done on purpose. But when you watch World War II movies,
yeah,
does it ever make you squeamish the way they're referenced? A lot worse than that.
The Three Stooges used that word a lot, didn't they?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, and worse in actual war movies. In fact, they still do it. I mean, we saw, what was the movie recently? You know, they kind of maintain the, but I should have thought better of that. I'm going to fire myself.
But we had, what's that pitcher's name, the Japanese pitcher?
Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, he faced Mike Trout,
his teammate.
Yeah.
Wow.
And Japan won the game.
Trout's ready. 3-2. He struck him out! Ohtani strikes out Trout, and Japan's back on top of the baseball world.
Obviously, he didn't come out the way I wanted to. You know, I think as a baseball fan, I think everybody wanted to see it. He won round one. You can't take anything away from it. Just to be able to come out of the bullpen, you know, as a starter, and, you know, showtime. So hats off to them guys over there. Tough night for us, but we'll be back.
So that was pretty interesting. I forgot that they were on the same team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was like the dream matchup. No matter what the outcome, that was right. The matchup that they wanted to...
Well, congratulations to Japan, and baseball is such a big deal. In fact, even before the war, World War II, right? Didn't we have baseball players that played in Japan even before World War II?
American baseball players used to tour there,
yeah.
And Japanese soldiers were so convinced as a psychological warfare tool that... When they were within earshot of each other, like on Iwo or Okinawa or any of those Pacific islands, they would shout, "To hell with Babe Ruth," because they really thought that would be like an American insulting the emperor. That's how the regard in which they held them. So the Japanese beat us, and I didn't mean to be flippant. Everybody's ashamed of me now, Jay. I can tell from the look on his face. Well, we'll be doing random facts next hour, and following that, we do a $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz question. I have the new specials here.
Oh, no, the new specials are here. The new specials are here.
That's right. Don't miss the spring sales event at all three Food Outlet locations. Best prices around.
Go ahead, sorry.
No, no problem.
Panicked.
Chuck Roast, our good buddy, is back in the meat department at a special price, $4.96 a pound, but... Here you go, and this is good news for Chase and Briscoe and human beings. Chicken tenders, the best, $1.99 a pound.
And look what we got right here.
Pork spare ribs, $1.77. Kelly sausage biscuits, 4 count of those, $4.75. In the fresh fruits and vegetables, fresh, red, ripe. The kind of seal in the BLT we're going to post here in a second, 87 cents a pound. That is outstanding. Bluebell ice cream, the very best all flavors, $4.94 for a real full half gallon. The full gallon of Hawaiian punch, it's even cheaper than milk, $2.43. 4 pound bag of Domino sugar, $2.85. And a box of Nabisco saltines, which come in handy with a queasy stomach, $2.95 for the 16-ounce box. And all Coke products in 2-liter bottles are $1.63 each. Those are the specials. Everything is cost plus 10, and you'll save whatever you're buying. 3543 Highway 14 in the Millbrook, Food Outlet at 720 East Main in Prattville, and 439 Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery. And I will see you there around 7:30 this Sunday morning. Probably being chased by a group of angry Japanese people.
We're standing by now.
We're hot now.
We're 6 seconds out. 3, 2, 1.
Well, what is the top thing that people overshare on social media? A new poll looked into it, and the top answer probably won't surprise you, but the rest are interesting. Here are the top 10 things that we overshare. We'll get into it with our friends at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello there.
I'm guilty of some of these. I post dogs, beaches, sunrises, and food. I'm guilty.
Yeah, that's all good stuff, Rich. I can't get enough of animals and cute kids.
I think they undershare Greg's breakfast, though.
I haven't even had a chance to post it yet, but it was, you saw it, BLT?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Oh, man,
today.
They love it.
Yesterday was Polish sausage, scrambled eggs, artisanato toast with tomato garni.
Yeah, the day before.
It got almost 300 reactions.
Is that right?
Yes.
Is that right?
Polish sausage in a blanket.
I'm looking at good food. You
know? Now, for some of these on this list, somebody just hates everybody.
You're right.
You don't want to say kids and pets on social media.
I can't get enough of seeing cute animals and smart animals.
Yes.
Online,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But there is that aggravating part of it, right? Like, I tell you, just personally, man, I have fallen out with people I thought were good friends over political views.
No, get rid of politics. No, stop it.
Yeah, like, it's like unless you are in office, there's no reason for you to blast your political views all over the internet, you know, but.
Or your bodily functions.
That's weird.
What?
Yeah.
They blast your bodily functions?
Oh.
Like,
yeah, there is some TMI in it. Mm.
Go ahead.
Yeah, just look. The buffoonery. People do anything. You know, people do anything for likes, man. And you have people out here that will do anything to get somebody to tap the button, and that's aggravating.
What's wrong with posting your accomplishments? Why do they have bragging. A problem with that?
Yeah, it sounds like bragging.
You feel confident and good, but like, I see something.
So
like,
taking,
like, oh, they're just bragging.
If I were to take a picture of my acknowledgement from Pope John Paul II and share that on Facebook, that would be perceived as bragging.
It just was.
That would be a holy
brag. A holy
brag. Religious beliefs are number 5. It says right here, no one wants to be preached to on Instagram.
That's
true.
Go to the altar for that.
The interesting thing about that acknowledgement from the Vatican is that I'm not Catholic, but they picked me to host his mass in 1987. You can look it up.
Yeah, but I mean, that's an accomplishment I'd be proud of.
Oh, yeah.
I am.
I don't see how you could be negative about that unless you're the person who made this list.
But it turns into a fine line of, you know, when it turns into a fine line when you have people that just post everything. Like, they have to post every college that their kid got accepted into.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, I got employee of the month for the 6th time in a row.
But with the college stuff, they failed to neglect that was free college application week. So they just applied to everywhere they could.
Yeah, it is what it is. Well, we do want to see kids go on to get their education and things like that. But
I get excited when I go on a trip.
My parent is living vicariously.
When I go on a trip, I get excited, so I post the location I'm at.
I love that.
That may be bragging. I don't know.
No.
I'm excited.
You're supposed to, man.
You're giving people thoughts and ideas.
Two things.
Oh, you got to...
About the news feed.
Okay.
When I look at mine.
Yeah.
One... You find out there's some sad things happening. Somebody lost loved one,
or a
pet. And without that, I would have no chance to acknowledge or let them know, hey, I feel your pain and I'm with you. I don't have a problem with that at all.
Right.
In the same sense, I don't mind celebrating with somebody who is having a nice breakfast on the beach or whatever it happens to be. How about you, Jay?
Yeah.
I post random facts every day. That's about it.
Random facts. That's a feature on our show around 7:20 every morning.
People love that.
Yeah, that's all I post. Daily. One post a day, that's it.
What was the random fact for yesterday? Go ahead and share that.
Oh, no, there's 12 of them, so or 11 of them. I don't know which one you want.
Every morning at 7:20.
Why don't you look at my Facebook page? You know that.
Yeah, Riley.
Relationship stuff.
Relationship.
It's kind of personal. Yeah. It kind of.
Hey, sometimes it's good to grab the popcorn and sit down and scroll.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, but you know, you have people that post their relationship like every, we're fussing. Oh, you know, we're back together now. Well, why did he do that? Why did she do that? And it's like, it's too much. Keep it to yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
And number 10, I'll say maybe Rich can kind of relate to this because, you know, he takes Chase everywhere.
Yeah.
Which is a Chase at all these places.
Mm-hmm.
You think people get tired of seeing Chase?
No.
People love
Chase. Chase gets a lot of numbers. Chase gets some big reaction numbers.
Yes, he does. Because he's so handsome.
Yep. Hey, we got to get out of here. We got to wrap, guys.
I heard that.
With that oversharing on social media.
I got to post something right now. Mm-hmm. I'll see you later.
I'm going to post this segment.
We're going to post breakfast. We'll
see you tomorrow, guys.
Bye.
All righty. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. I have to post BLT because there are people out there wondering, has Rich eaten yet? Actually, I think it's cool. But yesterday...
Instead of GoFundMe, how about GoFeedMe?
GoFeedMe, there you go.
You should put something about, this is Rich's GoFeedMe of the... Or I don't know.
I like that idea. I think there's a lot of potential there. We should work with that. Oh, my goodness, Timmy, I don't even have the timeline set up. I am a bad host.
Hey, give me a news intro we haven't used in a long time.
Okay.
Give me a strange.
I can do that.
Give me a strange.
I want some strange.
Let me take a quick look at the financial futures pre-market data, CNBC, and it looks like things are, again, at least in somewhat positive territory. At the end of the day, we need a complete analysis on what's happening in the market, because whether you're invested or not, all that news ultimately impacts your dollars. Brant McDonald does a great job analyzing it for us, and if you've never had the chance to sit down with a financial planner to discuss how they might be able to help you achieve future goals, there's no obligation and nobody's going to try to sell you anything. It's just a conversation about you and your future. Reach out at 387-0094. I'm sure Brant is already up getting ready for the day, analyzing pre-market trends. And then he and his team will react accordingly today to look out for their clients' money. See, that's one thing about these bank failures. It's called fiduciary obligation. And their obligation at Invest Advisors is to do the absolute best they can on behalf of their clients' money. All right, 6:34 is the time. We're ready for our first look at the roads with Skipper, and then the timeline for the 22nd of March next.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, we got no real problems on the roads this morning. As of right now, we're looking pretty good everywhere. We're seeing some early morning traffic out of Prattville on Highway 31. Northeast Boulevard, Congressman Dickinson getting a few cars out of Wetumpka already on Highway 231. And a little busy on East South Boulevard. Those are our busiest spots. I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery. Front Porch Grill in Millbrooks, where friends meet, home-cooked meals are served, and no one's a stranger. Stop by the Front Porch Grill, Dietzville Highway in Millbrook, Wendell Chase, Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sons. Sons Kia of Montgomery. Brubaker Kia is now Sons Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sons Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
It's a new year, and many have made resolutions to better manage your time in 2023. Your Montgomery Regional Airport can absolutely help with that. No need to waste hours on end in Atlanta traffic or spend time riding shuttle vans to and from Atlanta Airport parking. 2023 is the time to fly MGM and take advantage of our direct, nonstop American Airlines flight from Montgomery to Washington, D.C. That's right, a direct flight that can have you back home in your own bed in just 24 hours. Fly MGM. Fly your Montgomery Regional Airport.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Hey, this is Mike from Owens Optical in Eastbrook. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 10 years now, and doing so has dramatically increased our business. The sales and production staff are some of the best I've ever worked with. Thanks, Blue Water, for all you do for us.
Radio reaches over 90% of everyone in the River Region. Shouldn't your ads be out there where your customers are? Call us to find out more. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is not headline news. Shaquille O'Neal got hip surgery. Doctors say that with some rest, he'll be back on every TV commercial in no time. A team at the University of Manchester has come up with a building material twice as strong as concrete and can be made in a microwave. It's called Papa John's Pizza Dough. A Florida man was arrested for slapping his wife in the face with a slice of pizza. That's what you get for trying to out-pizza the Hut. Nikki Six thinks alcohol should be illegal. Does he not realize how few people would listen to Motley Crue without it? And today is Goof Off Day, or as we in radio know it, Wednesday. This is not headline news.
At 6:37 with the timeline for the 22nd of March, your host, Rich Thomas.
Love it when I get some strange. 81st day of the year, 284 days are left. It's As Young As You Feel Day. Well, I feel pretty young. I really do. National Goof Off Day, we already talked about that. It's Talk Like William Shatner Day, Scotty.
This is Boy Thing.
World Day for Water. Water's kind of important to humans. Yeah, sure. 1/4 of the human population drinks polluted water. Did you know that? 1/4 of the population? Wow. And it's National Sing Out Day. And I won't. But I have. 1765. In an effort to raise funds to pay off debts to defend the vast new American territories, the British government passes the Stamp Act. Not very popular. It was on this day. Legislation levied at a direct tax on materials printed for commercial use in the colonies. Newspapers, pamphlets, playing cards, dice. Very unpopular. On this date in 1882, Congress outlawed polygamy. So it used to be, I guess, okay. 1894, hockey's first Stanley Cup. The championship was played on this date 129 years ago today. Get this. In 1903, we've talked about this before, but it still blows me away. Niagara Falls.
Slowly I turn.
Step by step. It ran out of water due to drought. The falls is closed today. Moose out front should have told you, by the way. Remember when the falls, it froze one time, too.
Yes, it has. That's a pretty spectacular sight, too.
1904, President Teddy Roosevelt appoints a commission to begin working on the Panama Canal. 90 years ago, 1933, FDR legalizes the sale of beer and wine, which had been outlawed since 1919. Hard liquor was still illegal. Prohibition officially came to an end when the 21st Amendment passed in December. And by the way, Mrs. Roosevelt, Eleanor, wasn't very popular, but she introduced beer to the White House. How about that? 1941, Jimmy Stewart, inducted into the Army, becoming the first major American movie star to wear the military uniform in World War II. Some of them really had quite important roles, right? What actor was flying?
I think the guy that, two people that put their life on high, and I'm sure there are others, but the two that jump out at me, one's Jimmy Stewart,
yeah,
who flew B-17s,
yeah,
on bombing runs over, and you know, that at that time was incredibly risky.
Yeah.
And Clark Gable, who was a waste gunner on B-17s.
Wow.
And he took that literally hoping they would get him because he was very distressed that Carol Lombard, his wife, was killed raising money for war bonds not long after it started. She was killed in a plane crash in Indiana.
Yeah.
So he didn't care if they got him or not.
But a lot of those guys could have had a cushy job if they, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they were stars.
Ted Williams, not just World War II, two wars, and a fighter ace because he had such incredible vision, flew planes and jets, and gave up 5 years of a career, he would have been the greatest of all time.
I was going to say, had he not done that,
nobody would touch him.
Yeah, what would he have accomplished? 1960, Arthur Shadlow of and Charles Townes Bell came out with the patent for the laser, which they called the optical maser. True. 60 years ago, 1963, the Beatles released their debut album, Please Please Me, featuring Love Me Do, I Saw Her Standing There, and Twist and Shout. You know how many days it took them to record that first album?
One.
They did it in one day. It finished at night. Unbelievable. A whole album.
But that's what made it such a great album, the simplicity.
Yeah. Now our song of the day. Pretty good one. Top 40 Radio, 51 years old. Springtime, number one song. This time in 1972. The band from Detroit called Gallery. It is so nice to be with you. I love all the things you do.
Oh, it's so nice to be with you. I love all the things you say. Baby, you and me have got something.
don't know of any other hit songs like Gallery, do you?
I don't, but it just blew me away when you said that song is 51 years old.
I know, huh? Right?
That was a great summer, and the music was...
Wasn't a big record label. Sussex Records? You ever heard of Sussex?
Yeah, Sussex.
Okay. 49 years ago, in 1974, the Eagles released their album, On the Border. I think of you whenever I think of On the Border, because you you had that design. And what a great design it was for that album cover.
I painted it on my garage door. It was a tourist attraction for years.
Included the number one hit, Best of My Love. I'm going to look up who designed that. I don't think it was Phil Hartman, but Phil Hartman did a lot of major albums. 1975, Led Zeppelin started a six-week run at number one with Physical Graffiti, the group's fourth number one album. 78, The Police signed to A&M Records. Huh. Did you get the chance to meet them?
I did not, but I got to meet the guy that owned A&M Records, Herb Alpert. That was a big deal to me because... Yeah.
And Al Monet, right? Was it Al Moss. Al Moss, okay. 1980, Pink Floyd's Another Brick in the Wall Part 2 started a four-week run at number one on the singles charts. 1985, Wendy first aired Where's the Beef? With Claire Peller.
How about that?
Yeah, you got that somewhere?
I have it right here.
Where's the beef?
Now, she did spots for Prego's pasta sauce saying, I found the beef. And, of course, that got her canned from Wendy's.
I think understandably
dumb idea.
Yeah.
Hey, Clara. 1994, Magic Johnson became the head coach of the L.A. Lakers. 2005, American Idol was forced to have a revote during the show's fourth season when they displayed incorrect numbers, the phone numbers, for three contestants.
Oh, I remember that.
During the voting stage. Wow.
There were more people concerned about that than the way we collect national election results.
Right, exactly. 2009, Tracy Lawrence and members of his band and crew escaped injuries on a tour bus accident in North Platte, Nebraska, when the tire blew out on Interstate 80. 2017, the Tomb of Jesus reopens after restoration in Jerusalem. 2017, same day, terrorist attack on London's Westminster Bridge and the House of Parliament kills four, including a police officer. Hard to believe that would be 6 years ago. Wow. Birthdays, Reese Witherspoon, 47. Matthew Modine, 64. That short guy from St. Louis, remembered for Pink Eye at the Olympics, Bob Costas, is 71 today. Andrew Lloyd Webber is 75. Wolf Blitzer, I didn't know he's 75. How about that? Wolf. Werewolf. Their wolf. Their castle. Why are you talking that way? I thought you wanted to. How old is William Shatner today?
92.
Yes, he is.
That's an easy one.
92. Pat Robertson is 93. How old is Captain Klink from Hogan's Heroes?
Werner von Klemperer. He's dead.
Yeah.
I think he'd be about 100.
You are very good. He would have been 103 today.
Close to that going over.
He died in 2000, I should say. Countdowns. We're 10 days away. No, not 10 days away till baseball. Baseball is on the 30th.
Week from tomorrow.
Yeah, a week from tomorrow. 20 days till the Biscuits home opener. Easter in 18 days. 52 days till Mother's Day. And Thanksgiving, 246 days away. That is your Fox News. That is your news. That is your what?
With your host, Rich Thomas, and now here's...
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
That is your Fox News. Where the hell did that come from? Lots of sunshine today. It's a warmer day. High up to 78, maybe 80 degrees. Partly cloudy, not as cool tonight, low 51. Tomorrow, even warmer with a high in the middle 80s. More sun. Friday, mid to upper 80s. I kid you not. Cloudy early, then sunshine. And then overnight, in the overnight hours, late Friday night, early Saturday morning, showers and storms, some strong, possibly severe. So that risk will end during the first half of the day Saturday, and another storm system Sunday. Right now, calm winds, mostly clear skies. It's 43 at 649.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Get a great deal on a lightly used, well-cared-for Kubota tractor when you buy a Kubota Harvest rental. Most were lightly used as rentals during the peanut harvest. With low hours and new factory warranty, they'll sell fast. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
All right, we are at 748. Coming up to Cheap and Trashy, we'll see if there's an update on Dick Van Dyke's condition. He was involved in a serious car accident this morning, crashed into a gate. If there's anything on new on that, we'll have it for you. Right now, this is your SRN News replay at 649.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
Awesome.
Russia's Vladimir Putin and China's Xi Jinping have wrapped up several days of meetings in Moscow, with Putin speaking highly of a supposed Chinese peace plan for Ukraine. Tuesday came and went. No indictment of former President Trump yet. However, the Manhattan grand jury continues its work. The financial markets awaiting word from the Fed on interest rates. The latest meeting wraps up today. We'll see whether the year-long streak of rate hikes will continue. California being swept by another atmospheric river, the 12th such storm system to batter the state recently. No classes again today for 400,000 Los Angeles public school students. It is day two of a three-day strike by thousands of service workers backed by teachers. Dow futures down 4 points. NASDAQ futures off 24. More details at srnnews.com.
Following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I'm Corey, and this is my story. I was going through some financial troubles paying off my credit cards. I was paying high interest rates, and it just wasn't getting any better. And I knew I had to do something. So my mom told me about Trinity, and so I decided to call. Trinity was able to do something that I couldn't. I'm paying off my debt, I'm saving thousands, and things are really looking up. I promise you guys, you will not regret it when you called Trinity, because it was such a relief and less stress in my life, and it was the best thing I could have done for myself. Because once I called Trinity, they took care of me, and I felt such a relief, a weight off my shoulders. Trinity was great to work with. They wanted to help me. I love it.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
I'm Corey, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-936-5496.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, good morning. We hope you're having a fine Wednesday. The roads are looking pretty good this morning. We're already a bit busy on East Boulevard and Northeast Boulevard. Seeing a good bit of traffic in from Wetumpka on 231 this morning and 31 from Prattville. I-65 and 85 are nice, rolling at the speed limits this morning. No problems there. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka giving us all clears. From a simple patient transport to life or death situation, Haynes Ambulance there for you both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance ready at a moment's notice. Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sun, Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
Hey, Shannon, I think it's time we do another commercial for Greenville Foot Care.
Why?
Well, I'm leaving for college and we both have changed so much.
Good point. What do we want to say?
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Oh, we should make Steven do this one. He was just a baby the last time. It's his turn.
Awesome. Let's do this.
Wait, I don't want to do this. I don't even know what to say.
You just have to say Daddy's name and phone number.
And that they should call for an appointment.
And that there's a website now.
But I don't know any of that stuff.
You don't know Daddy's name is Dr. Brian Kelly?
Well, that part I know.
The number is super easy.
Yeah, it's 265-7585.
265-7585?
She just said that.
Okay, what else?
Tell them that your dad, Dr. Brian Kelly, is a foot doctor in Montgomery.
Tell them most insurances are accepted. And if you have a foot problem, call the number or you can now request an appointment on our website.
And the website is?
GreenvilleFootCare.com.
Okay, I think I got this.
I hope so, because we're out of time.
Don't forget to say the line.
Happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
Mary?
Yes, Bob?
Did you just turn on some water someplace?
No, why?
Well, there's no hot water. Hand me a towel, will you?
No hot water?
But your folks will be here soon, and I still have to do the dishes. And what about my shower?
I'll take care of it.
Bob, I won't let you try to fix the plumbing again.
Don't worry. I learned my lesson last time. Cole Plumbing can fix it. I just need to call them, and that way I'll have plenty of time to rewire the fuse box.
At Cole Plumbing, your problem isn't your problem. It's our problem.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And welcome to the Cheap and Trashy, a story that broke very early this morning. Actor Dip Van Dyke, age 97. Was involved in a serious car accident driving a Lexus, drove into the gates of a complex. Nothing is known. I've been checking TMZ to see if there's anything new about it. You see, they have the promo for the TMZ Investigates 9/11, the fifth plane.
The fifth plane, yes. It is excellent.
Amanda Bynes, we mentioned her yesterday. She was caught walking stark naked around L.A. She is now under a psychiatric hold for at least 72 hours. We'll leave it at that.
Is that a rapper?
Yeah.
Do you have that many tattoos?
I have one that you can't see unless I'm at the beach. Hey, did you hear about the big wedding between Rupert Murdoch,
yeah,
age 92, and he's marrying a real cougar.
How old?
Is 68, I believe she is. And they're going to have a big splashy wedding, as you can afford to do when you're a Murdoch. And they've even hired DJs that specialize in billionaire weddings.
Rupert Murdoch is getting married again at age 92, so he uses billionaire wedding DJs. Please welcome our bride and groom for their first dance. Sing along, everybody. Come on now, you know the words. She ain't messing with no broke. Billionaire wedding DJs care about the sanctity of your marriage as well as the sanctity of your net worth.
Okay, here we go. The bride signs the prenup. The bride signs the prenup.
For when you're pronounced husband and trophy wife.
Now it's time for their last dance to take the money and run, which might actually be their last dance.
Billionaire wedding DJs, for richer or poorer. Actually, just richer.
All right.
David Geffen married a 30-year-old.
So you know,
he's 80.
I was going to say, how old is he?
He's a 30-year-old, his 30-year-old boyfriend.
And the question is, okay, to each his own, I suppose. Nobody's forcing her to marry him. Yeah. But what exactly do you talk about?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, that's a good question.
Just
you can't talk about shared experiences, right?
No. Because he was almost old before she was born.
Yeah.
Almost old. Jay's age. It would be like, you know. Hey, there's a story that was circulating yesterday about Chris Hemsworth and his wife, Elsa Pataky.
What about it?
Well, they're catching some heat for what some people think was abusing their son. So let's look at the story and decide. Their twin sons, Sasha and Tristan, just turned 9. Chris posted a picture from the birthday celebration that bothered people. It showed Elsa shoving one of the kids' faces into his birthday cake while everyone else laughed. He captioned it, "Only one way to eat cake in this house, and that's to have Mom slam your head face first into it. Hey, Mom, I don't like chocolate cake. I prefer vanilla." "Oh, really, son? What about now?"
Oh, man.
You know what? I think this is terrible. I don't think they should be arrested for child abuse, but come on. A 9-year-old kid, you're still in that kid birthday, I'm excited, it's my special day.
Yeah.
and your mother shoves your frickin' face into, you know,
into this cake.
Into a cake. Unexpectedly. Some called it violent, unfunny, even likened it to abuse. Others came to their defense and said, violent? Why, it's just a bit of play, just a bit of basic humor. Looks like they're having a good time together. But that goes back to what we talked about on TV. If you put it on social media, you're going to find people, some people that may not think it's all that hilarious. Nick Latchkey has been ordered to attend anger management.
Yeah.
And AA, which, just a personal aside here, I think is stupid. Because AA is a program of attraction, and when a judge makes you attend meetings, you go in with a chip on your shoulder, and it's never going to catch. But they keep doing it. It's really stupid. Wayne's World 3 is on the horizon. That's how desperate we are for ideas in the movie industry. Trailer for a slasher movie where all the victims are straight white men. Well, that's the news these days. And of course, nobody is going to protest that. Zach Braff said the manic pixie dream girl character in Garden State was a result of his own depression. I would be depressed if I were in those T-Mobile commercials he makes with the other guy from Scrubs.
They're best friends, by the way. Did you know that?